Thank you for listening to Lone Star Community Radio. This program was broadcasted and recorded live from the LSCR studios in downtown Conroe, Texas. Lone Star Community Radio is supported by listeners like you. Donate and sponsor today. For more information on getting involved with Lone Star Community Radio, contact us at lscrstudios@gmail.com or visit us online at www.irlonestar.com.
Welcome to the Texas Ticket. This is Armando, and I'm with Carrie Jo Parham.
Parham.
Yes,
Parham.
Just spell like that
it's
for
spelled.
Me.
P-A-R-H-A-M.
Parham. Yeah.
Think of it as like, I always remembered it like a little pig that's golfing, right? You pig, play by par, and it's a ham.
Oh, I get it.
I know. My husband might not like that. But
yeah, no,
it is
I wouldn't like it either if I was him. You know, wow. How's your son doing?
He's doing great. Yep. Man. He's about ready to graduate.
Crow Pickens, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. He's getting ready to graduate with his master's in May. So he's already a marine biologist. Now he's a toxicologist with a master's. He's
got a little Chris Cornell going on in his throat.
Yes, he
does. Yeah. No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, that guy's amazing. He's multifaceted and what a musician. Yeah,
he makes me proud.
What a musician. You're a musician too?
I am, yeah, too. I have a local band, Vinyl Arcade.
Yeah.
We get out there and we play in a bunch
of different...
Tamed Hearts is my duo that I do that's like tamed, relaxed music. You know, when we're in the corner of the barbecue venue and nobody's really paying attention to us, we're just the jukebox. But yeah, it's fun. I enjoy it.
Valerie. What's that song? Come on. Give me a little bit. Give me a little Valerie.
I don't know.
Dun, 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 Valerie.
Oh, yeah. Valerie. Let's see. I can't even think of it right now. So I've been sitting by myself. Out by the water.
Yeah. Valerie, yeah, I love that song. Man, you guys killed that. And it drags on. And Crow Pickens with the Chris Cornell covers and some of the other stuff he did was just, I mean, who dares Chris Cornell?
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to do a cover. There's a lot more easier options.
Yes.
Throwing some Chris Cornell, see how that works out. You know, you better have it.
He's got that good voice.
He does got that. So you're also a broker realtor here in the Lake Conroe area. And I want to plug her because she's volunteering to support us here at the show.
Yeah. Parham Realty. I just opened up my own brokerage. So I'm out there running around and doing my own thing, and I give discounts to all the first responders and vets. They're all key in my heart. So,
well, I love all that, you know. And honestly, I don't think I'd have had the opportunity to really know, unless I really had a chance to meet you. But I did get a chance to really know. I mean, everybody says the same stuff. I hear it all the time. And, you know, honestly, when I got a chance to work with you and I got a chance to get your help where I didn't deserve it and I got it, I mean, there were things I was asking, and no, I'm not paying for that. You know, it's like, and you did it, and you did it. You went and above and beyond. You did it over and over for me, and I'm so grateful. And again, one of the reasons why you stay on the radar and why I called you and why I'm grateful, and I know everybody else who's living in the community you put them in, is having that same mindset. Yep. But let's get this show started.
Yeah.
Let's get it going.
We got music in the studio.
Yeah, I got Dylan Rye Music in the studio. Dylan, good to see you, brother.
Good to see you.
Glad you made it out. I am so grateful. And
Mom.
Mom, okay, all right. Wait, two or something. Mom, what's your name?
Come Jennifer.
Mom. Jennifer Rye?
Reese.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, it's Dylan Reese, yeah.
Dylan Reese. Everybody said rise, you know, like, are you gonna sing some stuff in church?
Yeah.
You know, Dylan Rye. You didn't know. No, it's Dylan Reese. Got it.
Yeah.
Got it. You know, sings too. That's good. how old are you?
I'm 17 years old.
17. Boy, yes. How long you been 17?
Since October of last year.
Okay. It's coming around again. I'm like, dang, dude, you look every bit of 18. Let me tell you right now.
We're getting there.
Coming a little too fast.
It does, right?
17 going on 22, right?
So I had all of my friends. 16 didn't feel that old, but when 17 feels real.
Yeah.
It feels like you're just almost at the finish line.
Yeah, I qualified my son as a man the first time I went to the register at Walmart and got to the end of the line, and he put his card down. Oh, we're a man now, are we? Oh, wow. Well, you look at that. Well, you look at that. Somebody just crossed the threshold. You know what I mean? Wow. Welcome, son. I mean, Mr. Nino. Yeah, it was a big deal. Just want to put that out there. Here, then there was there. You know, yeah. Totally different. My daughters are like, well, why doesn't he have to do it? Because he pays some of the bills around here. That's why. So tell me, how does the dog hunt? How do you pay the bills? Show me something. Let me see what you got there, brother.
It's a one I wrote with a couple of friends of mine not too long ago.
Okay.
Pretty sure it's going on my buddy Ty Smith's next album, so... It's been a while since we let the sparks fly, and I know we've both been trying to keep it all between the lines, but ain't too much missing and nothing needs fixing. We just need a short drive down a long street, find some moonlight on some pine trees. To hell with the weekend, we just need time to spend between the big dreams and all the small things in the middle. We should just live a little. Baby, let's dumb it down and whiskey these thoughts out. Don't take much to catch a buzz when we both come back around. Put the world in the backseat, we can finally take the lead. We just need a short drive down a long street, find some moonlight on some pine trees. To hell with the weekend, we just need time to spend between the big dreams and all the small things in the middle. We should just live a little. Get past all the missing years in the hell that we've been through. We just need a short drive down a long street, some moonlight on some pine trees. To hell with the weekend, we just need time to spend between the big dreams and all the small things in the middle. Between the big dreams and all the small things in the middle, we should just live a little.
Nice.
Thank you.
You wrote that.
I had a part in it.
There you go. That's very nice. That's very nice. And I need to ask you a question.
Sure.
Did he start out with drums at the house? And you said
he
hell
did
no?
Not. No, he started out on electric guitar. Okay. Playing electric guitar and a lot of 90s alternative.
Cypress area, right?
Cypress.
Okay.
Yes,
yeah, my brother's out that way. Yeah, we like Cypress. I think my daughters. I think it was more. The gift of people who don't like you is usually the 1,000-piece Christmas or the drum set. Right.
There was a drum Christmas. We got a drum.
Paybags. Oh, I got your son something special. You're going to love it. Yeah. It's a drum set. It's going to be the best thing. Yeah, it's like, thanks. Wow.
Well, we do also have a drum set upstairs. I mean, he plays drums as well, but he didn't start out there. Yeah.
Well, I can do it now. You know, you might actually know how to play it.
Yeah.
You know, the banging upstairs for 5 hours and it doesn't make us anything that sounds remotely close to music. You know, yeah,
that's like that first introductory to band in middle school.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
and they give you that instrument to take home and your kids are like, look what I got, and it's a trumpet, and it's the loudest thing ever you can think of, and they want to like squeak it all over. Luckily we lived in Michigan at the time, so we had a basement, so I was like, downstairs. Down you go. Shut the door.
I don't play my school instrument like ever.
No, it collects dust in the corner of our
What
house.
Is it?
What was it?
I play the bass.
Okay.
Like big giant upright.
Big one.
Yeah. Collecting dust in the corner.
Yeah.
That's cool, but you know how, right? Yes. You got it. They learned it, right? It's in there.
But in music, it got those creative juices flowing from the get-go.
Yeah. But you've come a long way, baby. You were just over at the Houston Livestock Show and Rodeo at one of the tents. Tell me a little bit about your experience out there and how that first run is feeling.
So it was probably my first time out there. It was a great experience. We were in the the exhibit hall where they have all like the shopping, and it smells
okay.
Like crap, because they keep all the livestock and all the animals showing and stuff. But they have a stage in the back left corner with like a bunch of seating area for like people that are just walking by shopping. And it was a great time. I played for about 2 hours, and people loved it. You know, a ton of foot traffic. People stopped and listened. It was a great time. You know, I had a great reception the whole time.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. Did you get to meet any new people and any new friends?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I got a decent
other
amount
than
of
showgoers. Other than showgoers, did you meet any like you know bull riders, rodeo
not
folk?
Not really. No.
No, not a lot of rodeo folk yet. Mm-hmm. You know, they get warmed up. The trail came in already, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And they did the barbecue cook-off, right?
Yes, that was about a week ago.
A week ago, yeah. Okay. Did you get in any of that? It was before you got
not
there.
Not this year, no, that was before I got there.
Okay, so all the concerts are starting now.
Yes.
So coming up this weekend, tomorrow night, who's out there, you know?
Tomorrow night, I'm going to be, what did you say?
Do they got anybody out there? Are you going to be out there tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night, no, I'm going to be in New Braunfels tomorrow night.
Okay.
I'm going to be playing at the Gristmill from...
Oh, I love the Gristmill.
Yeah. They have great food.
It's kind of Waco-ish, though, right? It's a little outside New Braunfels.
No, it's like right in the heart of New Braunfels. It's like right next to Greenhall.
Isn't that all that home-cooked, made stuff? They like take it from farm to table kind of thing?
Yeah, so it's like right on the river, yep.
Yeah, their original place was out there on Waco. They got the blacksmithy and, where you make your own stuff. And then they got the soaps where you make your own everything. Pottery, soaps, plates, dishware. They built the door handles on the restaurant. They build the doors. You walk in there and you're like, that's an unusual door handle. Well, they made it. They made everything there with, you know, homesteading and that kind of lifestyle. Everything was made from scratch, except they said they do import a bit of cheeses here and there just to get variety for some of the foods and stuff that they make. But the rest is grown, raised from the cattle to the cheese, you know, to the milks, to the tea, and everything is made right there. It's crazy. And they're right outside of Waco. I remember we went out to the Gristmill and got to see their original place, and it's really neat. I didn't know there was one out there near Greenhall.
Yeah, the main one that at least I can think of is right behind Greenhall.
Yeah, okay. Right next door.
I'll be out there tomorrow.
When you play on the stage at the Gristmill, you can hear the live music at Green Hall behind you. So that's distracting for some musicians, but
awkward.
He's done a good job. He's out. Yeah, tomorrow night.
I love
night
that
we'll
whole little
there.
Area down there doing that little wine tour and you know just popping in one place to the next. It's it was a really neat experience, and that place is a lot of fun. No question why Green Hall hits so hard there. You know, it's a great lot of foot traffic, and it'll be packed for spring break.
Oh yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
It's gonna be the last week of spring break. It's gonna be fun, hopefully.
So where'd you go to school at? Where are you from?
I go to Sci Falls High School. I'm still in high school.
Okay. Yeah. And you're senior now, right?
I'm a junior.
You're a junior. Oh. Dang. Yes. Yeah. Okay. But you got into some other music first. Now I think your roots come from a little rock and roll, because your mom's from
playing.
The 80s.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
You're
sorry.
You're not supposed to say that kind of stuff.
In my defense, he discovered it on his own. It was not my idea.
He listened to mostly country music.
Oh, son, that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Was it like Guitar Hero that kind of introduced you to some of that music?
I mean, I think I started playing Guitar Hero after I started playing guitar.
Okay.
We had it at the house, but I didn't really play it.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, we had a really big, like, Green Day, Foo Fighters, Sublime, but he discovered all of that on his own. That's where his kind of intro into music came from. Yeah.
But you go beyond your years. I mean, you know a little Sublime and stuff, don't you?
Yeah.
What do you play Sublime?
He's played a few. I've heard like three or four Sublime songs.
Nice.
40 Ounces to Freedom, baby. You know, yeah.
Blue Dog.
I don't know. You pick. Whatever. Yeah. I don't practice Santeria. Yeah.
Santeria. I ain't got no crystal ball, not have $1 million, but I'd spend it all if I could find that Hana. And that's not true that she's found. Well, I'd pop a cap and Sancho and I'd smack her down. But I really wanna know, my baby, ooh. But I really wanna say, I can't define. Well, this love that I leave, oh, my soul left to weep.
That's outstanding. That's outstanding. And you played the Do-Si-Do, you played the Whiskey Bar and Red Brick Tavern and a lot of other places out here. What's schedule look like coming up?
I actually had written it all down, and I just dropped it.
Just dropped so it on the floor.
There it is.
No,
it's on your
I
left.
Got it.
It's on your left there. You okay?
I got it. So I'm going to be playing the Montgomery County Fair Cook-Off.
Oh, I'll be there. 17th. I'll be there. What tent you going to be at?
So Mr. Vernon Miller of Shoreline Services asked me to come out.
Okay.
So I'm
going to
be there. I'm going to be out on their tent.
That's awesome. Yeah. Shoreline Services. Let me put that down. I want to make sure I get out there to...
I think that's on the 17th. It's a Friday
night.
Yes,
the 17th.
Because then the next day we're playing
Greenhall.
Greenhall.
Nice.
For the first time. Yeah.
Okay. It's a lot of traveling.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Which every weekend we are not home.
And that's cool. I mean, you're going to some of the coolest places in Texas, and you could punch your Texas ticket down there in Greenhall. In that whole district, New Braunfels, Fredericksburg. A lot of people don't know, but Lake Dunlop's like right there, you know, next to New Braunfels, and it's just as cool. I mean, if anything happens out there, typically during crawfish season, like I don't know, there's always like bangs underwater, like like a motor blows, or like something happens on the freeway that goes over the water, you know.
Yeah.
Every crawfish in Lake Dunlop runs for the shore.
Oh, wow.
And so these guys already figured out that
just
if...
Bring a bag. Get them. Harvest them up.
Well, they learned how to make the noise. You know what I mean? And make them come out, you know? And so a lot of different things have done it in the past. And pretty much every season, for some weird reason, all the crawfish want to retreat to my house, you know? And it's like, I don't know what's going on. Yeah. Here they come again. Get the bucket. The crawl dads are on the march, you know. And we got St. Patrick's Day coming up on the 7th Tuesday here on the 17th. And downtown Conroe celebrates. They do. They really do get into it. We've got, I mean, I was like, I'm either antiquing or I'm drinking beer. I mean,
if you're drinking beer?
Or I need an attorney. No, they're talking about some red. Everybody's talking about this red. This red. It's a, let's see, always a party in Conroe. There's a parade.
Okay.
Tuesday the 17th, there'll be a Conroe parade. I'm trying to figure out Lucky Lady Reds. Lucky Lady is a brewery, and they do Lucky Lady beers. And they got a red. I don't know what that is. Is it orange looking? In the
come
thing?
Out and try it.
I figured everybody would be drinking green beer, and I know that's just my beer with dye in it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not an actually like brewed green beer, you know. There's some cilantro in the tank, you know, and it comes out a little green. Like,
but he would know nothing about that.
Oh, no. Nuh-uh.
Oh, yeah. Way out
absolutely
there.
Absolutely nothing.
Yeah, you just get a lot of pinches, you know.
So if I want to follow you on your socials, you've got all the socials so that
we can see
where you're at?
Yes, I do. You can find me pretty much anywhere at Dylan Reese Music. That's DylanRHYS_music. Every streaming service. And if you want to find me on your streaming services, that's just Dylan Reese, DylanRHYS. So anywhere you listen to music or anywhere you get your entertainment, you can find me.
So Spotify too?
Spotify, yes.
Awesome.
Yeah. So we'll put some links down below. And that way everybody can kind of find out, you know, I realize we're all over the place.
You have like
choppy.
An events page and everything.
Ooh, yes. Everybody loves that. Mm-hmm. You know, that way they know where to go. Yeah. And they can buy tickets, you know, things like that. You know, I think your one upcoming event, I think it's Eventbrite, the one over in New Braunfels, is that who's selling those tickets? Or
that's a New Braunfels, that's a free show. As far as
is
tickets
it really?
Go,
oh, yeah. Cool.
Yes.
Next ticketed event.
I don't think it's until Conroe Table.
Here in town, he'll be over.
You'll
Frank's
be
at the
place
table, at Conroe
Table.
Yes,
on
I play there quite a bit.
Frank Jackson's awesome. We love some Frank around here. And yeah, whatever Frank's doing, he'll get it out there for you. We'll mention it again here. Why don't you close us out with something awesome, whatever your pick, whatever you'd like, and just give us a little sample of whatever you'd like to share with the folks back at home.
To the man in the moon, and I said, sir, is she coming back soon? He smiled and he stated, son, I'm overrated. I've had too much credit in those old love tunes, 'cause I don't know a thing about love. I just kinda hang out here above. I just watch from the sky. Will love grow? Will it die? No, I don't know a thing about love. So then I asked him, where is she tonight? Must see all things with your light. He said, son, I could tell you some things that might kill you, but I don't get involved with what's wrong or what's right, 'cause I don't know a thing about love. I just kinda hang out here, but just watch from the sky. Will love grow? Will it die? No, I don't know a thing about love.
It's been a Conway Twitty for you.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back after this with more of the Texas Ticket.
Car enthusiasts of Conroe, FM 104.5 and 106.1 Lone Star Community Radio invites you to shift into gear every Monday from 1 to 2 with Cruising Car Club Talk with Robert and Randy for news on all things automotive in the greater Houston-Conroe area. Can't make a live show? We've got you covered. You can find all of our uncut content, including full episodes, on Spotify, iTunes, Play Store, YouTube, Facebook, and IRLoneStar.com. Again, that's Mondays 1 to 2, Cruising Car Club Talk with Robert and Randy. See you there.
Welcome back to the Texas Ticket. This is Armando. I want Carrie Joe.
Hey.
What's up, Carrie?
Thanks for having me here today.
Man, I am so excited here in the studio with us right now. Right now, right now. We got Third Coast Yoga. Third Coast Yoga, welcome to the show. I got Elaine, Reggie, and Ernest all in the studio with us right now. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Man, I'm glad you made it out. Man, I don't know a lot about what goes on. I don't yoga. Do you yoga?
I don't.
You want to?
I was very bummed. I was hoping to see a little goat here today.
Y'all didn't bring no goat.
He said goat yoga. I was
outside.
I'd love to play with the goats.
Y'all didn't like kick us out of here. We bring goats up in the city hall. And you know, we broadcast high atop the Conroe Tower.
Having goats might get me to do yoga.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Like, there's some things that...
I'll be right back. definitely. It's very therapeutic.
Is it?
Very therapeutic.
Mm-hmm. How big is a goat got to be a yoga goat?
It's a pig. They're pygmy goats.
Pygmy goats.
They're pygmy goats.
What's a pygmy goat?
They get up to about 15, maybe 20 pounds max.
All right.
I might be able to lift one of those. I don't know.
I can just lay down at the bigger ones to walk on me. I don't necessarily need to be doing yoga. You know, you just kind of walk up there a bit.
Definitely.
you know, get my shirts soaked in alfalfa or something, you
know.
Hey,
there you go. A lot of people actually come just to hold the goats.
Yeah.
Really? So what do you do when the goat grows up?
Oh, they continue to do yoga because they're trained to do yoga.
Oh.
So they do yoga for their entire life. They know their job from the moment they're born. That's all they do.
Really?
Yeah, they have a retirement life other than doing yoga. That's all they do is yoga from the moment they're born.
Sorry, interesting.
Who would have even thought about that?
It's their one job other than to eat.
They eat. They do eat, yeah.
They're always hungry.
A friend of mine says she went to a goat yoga once and it pooped on them.
Well,
so that's a little nerve-wracking.
It's pebbles.
Like,
pebbles.
Are they going to poop and pee on you? And
honestly.
Yeah.
Honestly, I've done it for about 3 years and I've never had an experience to where a goat has peed on somebody or pooped on anybody.
Okay.
I take precautions such as I'll walk them prior to even having the class to give them a chance to have a bowel movement.
Okay.
It's still pebbles.
Yeah, it's still pebbles. Like rabbits. It's not mushy.
Yeah, that's like, yeah, like rabbit, like deer, you
yeah,
know.
Just like deer.
Okay.
It probably makes that noise.
This past event we had a few people that was worried about the peeing, pooping, and everybody was very pleased at the end that wasn't even an issue whatsoever because we make sure that's not going to happen.
Good to know.
Yeah, most of the events are outdoors anyway, so it's a lot of grassy area where they go if they have to. So
yeah.
They just excuse themselves. Hey, hold on, I'll be right back.
And they follow each other around anyway, so they do follow each other around.
There's a place. It's a wine room, you know, kind of natural. Ranch Revival. It's over there on 1097 across from Bentwater. They got a bunch of goats out there, and I tried to buy his goats up with when they get to a certain age, you know, I mean, because I don't figure they're going to do any singing and dancing, you know. So eventually, they, you know, but you don't want old goats. Nobody cooks old goats.
Right.
It's like...
Oh, that's what you were trying to buy them for. I was going to ask you, what are you going to do with them in your little house there?
Slow smoke.
Oh, no.
Pellegrino.
No.
A little cabrito go a long way, baby. Man, but you know, they usually like the kids. You know, they like the younger goats, and I like them right there in the middle because these small goats are just small.
Definitely.
I need them a little bigger. You know, I want them.
And that's what we have. They're all small. They all about this tall.
Dog size, like
a toy.
Medium size dog size, right?
Not even a medium. They're really smaller than that. But we have two kids out there now. They're roughly. Less than 10 pounds. They're about this big.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that little bitty. How many times a year do you get more goats? How many can they reproduce? You know,
a goat can breed, you know, at least twice a year.
Twice a year.
You know, we don't actually breed our own goats right now. We're looking to do that in the future. But you got to understand with a buck, you know, a buck can't do yoga.
So you got a lot. Well, when we raised goats, there were just no males.
Definitely.
It was just an all-female collection, you know what I mean? And every now and then you'd let him come by and visit, and then you'd pack him up and send him back wherever he came
from. That's what we're talking about.
For the vast majority of ours, they are female.
You know a buck has an odor to it.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can't take an odor-smelling goat to yoga.
You don't want to yeah, and that too. Yeah, but, you know, there just isn't any males there. So definitely. You're not going to have any reproduction. It's not like we're controlling it. We're just not letting the boys in. You know what I mean? There's a difference, you know.
But guys can come do yoga.
Well, yeah.
Just
but
not
the,
male
the
goats.
The boy goats can't come to yoga.
I have boy goats that go do yoga, too.
The little ones.
But they're fixed.
Yeah, they're actually
fixed. Oh, I see.
They're fixed.
Well, there's that idea.
They're not able to reproduce.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we would let the billy goat come, you know, every now and then, and we'd all have a bunch more goats after that, you know.
It's like magic.
You know, there's more goats. Yeah, you know, and you know, there's a lot of ways to do this, you know, but they were, man, anything 4 foot and down, they
definitely.
Cleaned it up. Boy.
Definitely.
Absolutely.
I mean, you got to realize goats, poison ivy and poison oak is like a delicacy to them. That's like kale versus iceberg lettuce. So, you know, anything they can reach on a fence, a tree, anything like that, that's poison ivy or poison oak or a briar bush, it's gone.
Gone.
Yeah, I need a couple in my yard. Right.
Yeah, they. I've saw some folks bringing out goats and dropping them off for a few hours and coming by and picking them up, you know, clearing out your underbrush.
The new subdivision that's Two-Step Farms. Have you
definitely.
Heard of
oh,
it
yeah,
out there? So they have goats on site, And apparently when they cleaned out their section, they brought in a bunch of goats. And instead of like the tractors mowing stuff down, they had the goats come in and clean it all out and get it all.
You get fertilizer. Yeah. You get fertilizer from it. You don't have to worry about your lawn or yard getting rutted up.
Yes, it is.
And the first thing a goat is going to go for is your fence line. They're not going to go for in the middle of the pasture or anything like that. They're going to hit the fence lines first, and then your grass is going to be last thing they eat.
They'll work their way back in.
Yeah.
Right. But they'll eat everything if they run out. They're going to eat your garbage, your hanging line clothes.
Goats are really picky eaters. You know, if you ever look at a goat, you'll notice they have a split lip at the top. It's two lips.
Okay.
And that's so they can be real delicate and finicky about what they eat and how they eat. And they can eat those bushes that has the thorns on them and never get poked because they have the split lips.
Oh, I didn't.
Like little scissors.
Yeah.
The goats themselves, how old do you see a goat getting before he's kind of got through? I mean, is it human years?
On average, a pygmy goat can live about 12 to 15 years easy. Okay. You know, on average, you know, with the proper medication, proper vaccines and stuff like that, proper care, nutrition.
Okay.
You know, they can live 10, 15 years easy.
How long have you been raising goats?
Been doing goat yoga for about 3 years.
About 3 years, yeah. And so y'all were at the Cactus. Over on 1097.
Yes, sir. We were at the Cactus this past weekend.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of photos, a bunch of realtors, lady folks, title folks, and they were all out there at the Cactus. The sun was shining, too. I don't think I've ever been there when the daytime.
It was actually expected to be a bad day, but the weather turned out to be a great day that day.
Did it really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I saw the photos. It looked cool. How many goats did you take out there?
We took 7 out there that day.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Awful generous. You know how many go with it? How many you normally bring?
We've taken up to 20.
Exactly.
Well, that's interesting.
Do they are they buddies? Like, do they tend to want to stay together in their little herds?
Goats are herd
animals.
Absolutely. If you ever look at a rodeo, when they have the mutton busted and things like that, they always take that one sheep down to the end. And the other sheep naturally want to flock to it because goats and sheep are herd animals.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So they herd themselves, you know. So it's not it's not like they everybody want to go
so
do
they,
their own thing.
So it wouldn't like if you went and bought a goat
get
to
two.
Have in your, you need to have two?
Get a pair.
Okay. And they can both be females. You don't have to have a boy goat.
No, because they're very sociable animals.
Okay.
They sleep together in a ball. You know, they all they can fight during the day, but at nighttime they're going to be in a ball, cuddled up together.
That's cool. And you've got some dates coming up. Tell us a little bit about what's up next for Third Coast Yoga.
The next event we have coming up is Meadows to Market. That will be 3/16, which is a Monday.
Oh, I thought we were preaching. I thought you were about to get it. Tell me about 3/16 again. Go ahead.
Are we talking Stone Cold? Are we talking the Bible? What are we doing here? You know what I mean? So.
But I must work the once again that sent me.
The name is Third Coast Goat Yoga. I hear you say Third Coast Yoga. It's Third Coast.
You're dropping the goat.
Third Coast Goat Yoga. Okay, yeah. Okay, and you can find them at third with the number 3, rdcoastgoatyoga.com.
Right.
Right.
Absolutely. It's thirdcoastgoatyoga.com. That's correct. And we also have another event coming up at the Cactus Lounge, which will be 4/4. That's every first Saturday of the month is what we're looking at. So
okay, weather permitting, I assume.
Weather permitting.
If not, we can all
starting
go to the bar.
Starting at 9 a.m.
What do you typically charge for each event for a single person to come in and do yoga?
Well, $45 is the price that we charge. Of course, if you buy your tickets on Eventbrite, there are some additional fees that you have to pay. But other than that, it's $45. You can pay cash, come in, or you can do Zelle, Square. We take credit cards and everything.
You can pay
like
cash
that.
At the door, you said.
Yeah,
you can pay cash. So if you know the day at Cactus, you can head on down there. There's a lot of folks living in those neighborhoods right next door there, Seven Coves and
Point Aquarius
and, mm-hmm. yeah, and some of the other places right in there. Mm-hmm. And I know the ladies really enjoyed it. I saw them. They were sharing it. They were loving it. It's cool to, just cool to be, cool to do something new and different, you know. I mean, I'm going to yoga in my back porch and nobody's watching, you know. I mean, I'm you know, that's one thing, you know. But
you're stuck in tree pose, huh?
Yeah, downward dog, you know.
Right? Hey, you know the poses? Oh, no. Somebody got some experience.
Oh, no, but
those are
the older I get, the more I think it had some pertinence. I mean, I was laughing at it when I was younger, man. I was like, this is ridiculous.
Right. You know?
But now it's like, boy, I sure need to stretch out a little bit.
And actually, we have a certified yoga instructor, so all our yoga instructors are certified. So
okay.
Not only are you having fun with the goats, but you're actually still getting a workout because the yoga instructor is definitely going to take you through some challenging poses. And, I mean, it's going to be a workout. You know.
Yeah, I like that. I really feel like it's, you know, keeping your body not being stiff. And I was told last guy to the gym is the first guy to the senior living community. You know, and I was like, dang, you know, I ain't gymming enough. You know, so maybe a little yoga could substitute. You know, I can definitely do that on the porch, right? Definitely. So, you know, I'll get in there. And I just go straight into stretch mode, you know, where I'm just, you know, touching toes, you know, getting it all in. And some gym stuff, you know, like, you know, that I see your glove there. You 100%. Do a little box and, you know, I love the, you know, the whole just that.
The cardio.
Yeah, just that where you keep working the bag, you know, you keep, definitely, you know, trying to keep healthy, keeping stretched, keeping flexible, you know, and at the same token, well, if you can't, and it's, if you're, we call them pojitos in Spanish, they're, where you get up, you make a noise, where you make a noise, everything you do. Like,
absolutely.
If I have to get up at 5 a.m. in the morning, that's me. I'm like, oh.
Right. He ain't said nothing, but he's made a bunch of noises.
Right. Part of the experience this weekend that some of the ladies that were skeptics got to find out as far as, like, the goats jumping on you and everything like that. It's a balance thing. I mean, you're in whatever pose you're in, and this 15-pound goat comes and jump on you, you got to be able to hold your pose, you know?
You got
to
hold the pose, yeah.
Absolutely.
And they'll assist you in pushing you deeper into some of the poses.
they absolutely are.
You know, I think anything kind of breaks that awkward silence of me doing whatever in front of a bunch of other people, and I don't know. It's just not something I do. I mean, maybe I'd sit on a bag in a gym for hours in front of a crowd. I don't care, you know, if y'all want to watch this. You know, but, I don't think I'm going to be a better boxer for the time I spend doing the things I do, but I think I'll be more flexible, more ready, more available, more muscle memory kind of thing.
That's what it's all about.
So I like that, you know, and so I see a value to yoga and that keeping flexible.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it's a mental health boost, too. So when people come out there, you know, they may be stressed, anxiety, but the playfulness of the goats, where people mostly like to play with them, hold them, take pictures and videos, so sometimes they forget that they're there for yoga. So it is
it's
for social-emotional learning. Some kids, you know, that we deal with as well have social-emotional learning issues, and it also helps them well with their anxiety issues.
Well, that's cool. Mm-hmm. Well, I guess we can see you every Saturday going forward over there at the Cactus Lounge, and we're going to definitely put those links down here below.
That's actually every first Saturday of the month.
First Saturday of the month. Thank you. Have you ever priced a brush hog?
I have brush hogs.
Man, they're expensive.
I have two of them.
I think that dropping off goats on my property might be cheaper. You know what I mean? And get it done.
It's green.
It is.
It's green. Eco-friendly.
It is eco-friendly. Yeah, they call it biodynamic farming.
That's it.
That's the word they use, the phrase. You know, it means there's nothing with gasoline on my property.
Right.
You're not going to plow my fields with gas. You're not going to trim it with gas and collect it, anything. You're not going to put any pesticide. If I got rats, I'm putting falcon nests. Bugs, I...
Got a Greenworks mower. It's a riding mower. It's as good. It's electric, though.
It's electric. Yeah,
it's electric. It's getting there.
That's getting there.
It is. It's awkward how these guys work, and I say awkward just because it's different, because it is different. And I love the consciousness. I love the mindset. I love that eco-friendly set that can be successful, you know, and can get it done in just the same way, you know. But we're gonna all live a little longer, you know, and I think that's fair play. But brush hogs are expensive. The goats will clean it up. I mean, there ain't nothing left.
But there's one thing I want to add. We do private parties as well. Bachelorette parties.
We're not talking about landscaping. You're talking about
I'm talking about Coast Coast Yoga.
All right, all right.
Yoga, yoga.
It's a yoga thing.
Back to yoga.
We're going to
have
back
a private
yoga.
Landscaping party, huh?
Like, yeah, yeah. I'm like, man, you can let them come visit my place for a bit. Right. You know, I got 40 acres and could use a little goat yoga. Right.
I was on a roll now, okay?
I got 15. They're on
15. Talk about that gym you play at.
Oh, Hit City Boxing.
Hit City Boxing. All boxing. Right. Well, Hit we got City some. Boxing. And you coach a little bit over there, huh?
I coach every. I'm the only coach.
East Box?
Oh, yeah, I still do.
Okay.
I don't have a problem getting in the ring.
Well, weight class, yeah. Where you at? What's
I'm
your walking weight?
Now, but I fought super middleweight, 165.
Did you really?
So I don't move like a heavyweight. I move like I'm a super middleweight.
Mm. I was watching Terrence and
Canelo.
Yeah, Canelo. Man, they were so fast. Definitely. I had to like slow my TV down to see what happened. Like, what just happened? Did he hit him?
Yeah. They're both very experienced.
Super fast. Yeah. Super fast. Anyway, I'm getting off topic. We're going to do landscaping, boxing, and yoga. That's what yoga's about, though. Get a little meditation and get the mind, you know, working, and you know, and then I think we get some sort of serenity at the end of the
well,
time,
actually,
you know,
the ghosts
peace.
That we have, they're so experienced to where they've done everything, you know, from senior living homes.
Really?
To,
that's cool.
Yeah, we've done several classes at different senior homes to where one section of the class will be for those individuals who are actually mobile and have all their faculties and can move around. And the other section is for ones who have a little bit of dementia in there and wheelchairs and things like that, but they still can do chair yoga,
that's
you know,
awesome.
With the goats. So,
that's
you know, they're
great.
Versatile in that.
Well, while I got you, I'm going to drop a few things real quick for the folks at home. We've got Taste Fest on March 26th with the Chamber of Commerce coming up at the Lone Star Convention Center. You can catch that out there on March 26th. The Crawfish Cook-Off coming up. Crawfish 7th Annual Crawfish Cook-Off, May 22nd and 23rd. They're selling tickets for that thing now. That Cody Bassett Memorial Bull Riding thing we've been talking about, that is March 28th. Sorry. That's coming up.
There's a wellness fest this weekend.
Oh, I saw that thing. Yeah. And we could get some goats out there.
Yeah, and if you go to their...
For yoga, not to cook.
Yoga. Yeah.
Well,
there'll be food trucks.
Not well done.
That's
wellness.
Wellness, not well done.
The Wellness Expo at the Lone Star Convention Center, the 14th and the 15th. The Blue Bonnet Festival at Bernhardt on the 28th.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff coming up. It's spring, though. Yes. I mean, then you got the Woodlands Margarita Festival coming up. Boy, they could use some
That's
goats out there.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now, April 25th. We got a little time for that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Rednecks with Paychecks is this weekend, I think. You know, that's a big one. That's at St. Joe, Texas. Mm-hmm. Thousands of people go out there. It's like our version of Burning Man.
Plannersville next weekend also has a strawberry festival.
I heard about that thing. Yeah, I just couldn't figure out where it was.
Somewhere.
I looked.
It's up there going towards Navasota.
Is it a little further on the other side of?
Well, I know where Plannersville is, but they closed P6 Farms, I thought. I didn't know they were.
I don't know. It's on Facebook.
I saw it, too.
The Renaissance Festival.
I couldn't figure it out.
Right over there.
I couldn't figure it out. I was looking into it because I was like, well, I like strawberry festivals. That's not bad. I mean, they actually, you're going to pick and you. So I think it's
live music.
Blueberry at Bernhardt is probably the only way to go. I'm not sure about strawberry. I'm getting mixed signals. Now there's every town out here does. Pasadena's got one. Cypress has got one. Katy got one. You know, the Clear Lake's got a strawberry festival. They all put the show on. It's a lot of fun. They do a lot of cool stuff at those things. Do you do any big festivals like that? Do you ever get out and do any of that? Have y'all been brought into those things?
We're actually trying to branch out into that, Buddy Lane. You can explain that.
Well, we've been at Christian Tailgate before. We look for venues as well. We've contacted Little Woodrow's at Axelrad. We've been at Axelrad in Houston. Of course, Cactus Bar and Grill. The University of Texas, we go to colleges as well, and we travel, we're mobile.
Okay.
But we have contacted like Carbosch Brewery, Kingwood Senior Citizens Facility, so we are looking to get back with them on the dates that they have available, the dates that we are available for them.
I bet Bernhardt would probably do something.
They should be.
They
nice.
Do a lot of events.
We've done
different
the Pacific
events.
Yard House before.
Yeah, we sure did. Yeah,
yeah now,
but the winery out in Plannersville and Bernhardt is pretty good. I just did a 5K run out there.
Did you do that? Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah. That place is really cool. You should awesome. Definitely hit them up. At Jerry Bernhardt.
They do co-events.
Tiger Woods Golf Course.
We Robin Arcia is the lady to contact. Robin out there. Mm-hmm. She does the marketing and planning for all the things that happen. Bernhardt.
What's that place again?
Bernhardt Winery.
Okay.
Oh, it'd be ideal. They got a new pavilion out there and yeah. stuff. They hold concerts regularly, and they're always looking for cool things, bring people together. Definitely. And they have a good following there.
And what was the name again?
Bernhardt Winery. Robin will help you out. Okay. Jerry Bernhardt is the winemaker. They're an amazing guy. We're going to be over April 3rd over here at Guadalajara's. He's got that comedy thing going on upstairs. It is tops. I mean, he's bringing some of the best comedians in the nation. Like, I know these people. You know what I mean? I mean,
seen them on the HBO show.
I've seen them on the internet. Yeah, I've seen them on the YouTube. Yeah, they're out there. You know, there's some real folks in there. I was like, man, these are you know what I'd expect if I was hanging out in Vegas and had a little extra pretty money to throw lineup. Around. Yeah, you know, we might end up going, let's go see a comedy show, baby. And then we'd be down there and it'd be that guy.
Definitely.
You know, it's the same folks. And I'm seeing them. And from what I found out, the Riot Club circuit does a lot of places. And you're blessed to get on this tour, right? Okay. So then they do all of them. So, and Conroe got added to their tour circuit.
Oh, wow.
When Guadalajara's let him in upstairs. So Harry's a great guy, and he's got a great opportunity there. I hope good things from that. So what else we got going on? Is that it? We got the rodeo coming up. We got St. Patrick's Day on Tuesday. We got the parade downtown Conroe. We've got the first Saturday of April. Now, you can go down to Cactus and do some goat yoga. That's happening. Where do we sign up for goat yoga at Cactus?
Absolutely. Come on out and give it a shot, you know.
Where do we sign up?
Actually, you can go to www.thirdcoastgoatyoga.com.
Okay.
Or you can see our Facebook or Instagram for the QR code, and it'll take you over to Eventbrite where you could purchase your tickets there.
And you can also call us at 713-485-5552 or email us at thirdcoastgoatyoga@gmail.com, and it's 3RD, third.
That's 713-485-5552.
Correct.
You can give them a buzz. They'll work with you there. And I'd like to thank Dylan Rye for coming out. Rise.
Dylan Rye. To the occasion.
You sure that's it? I thought... Darren Reese. Dylan Reese. Yeah, no, I was doing Rise. Like we were at church. You know, Rise, Dylan Rise. And it's like, it's Reese. Yeah, he corrected me. I was Dylan Rise. It's Dylan... Reese Music, but you can find them at facebook.com/Dylan R-H-Y-S Music. Yep.
And it's Dylan with Y.
D-Y-L-A-N. Yeah, he was really good. Third Coast Yoga, you can catch Third Coast Yoga at number 3RD Coast Goat Yoga.com. They'll put those links down at the bottom. Big Get Together is what's on my radar right now for St. Patrick's Day. Guys, we'll see you next week with some more here on the Texas Ticket. We'll bring up a little bit more about the Montgomery County Fair and Rodeo, some of the upcoming happenings, and a little bit more on the Woodlands Margarita Festival. We're kind of excited about that this year. I saw it come and go last year, and I was like, man, I think I might have missed one. You know, I was like, man.
I played that a few years back.
Did you?
A good time.
Was it popping? Was there a lot of people out there?
Yeah, it was one of the biggest crowds we've played to, you know, when you're out
really?
There. And then, yeah, we were the last band before the rain hit, and then it just cleared out. But let me tell you, there were some really good margaritas.
Really? And you know,
good margaritas.
What band are you with?
Vinyl Arcade.
Gotcha.
And just like the Montgomery County Fair and Rodeo, you know, there's a competition going on. They're all cooking, so you can taste the food, sample, try them all. That's a wonderful thing, and you get to try all this different barbecue from a lot of different chefs. The Margarita mm-hmm. Festival does that same thing over in the Woodlands. You get to, you know, experience trying all these things and, you know, drink responsibly, but, you know, it's kind of hard to do. Drink
it
small
is.
Margaritas. Uber. You're drinking little baby margaritas. The Woodlands Margarita
do
Festival.
Do not drive to the Margarita Festival.
And in that same mindset is the crawfish cook-off where we've got, you know, dozens and dozens of teams. I'm not sure where they're at yet, but May 22nd to 23rd, those tickets are on sale now. You can pick up your VIP passes. You get to try every single booth's crawfish.
By the time you're done, your whole gumbo? Face is numb and sore.
Gumbo and shapalaya?
I'm up for it.
I'm not me. Still cracker, a little.
I'm not one to dig into the crawfish, but man, folks, I love the potatoes.
We're going to bring it. We'll see you next week with some more right here on the Texas Ticket.